You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition spoilers for the week of April 1st through 5th. There is some really big stuff happening in Salem. We finally have the truth out. We've got big stuff happening for Tate. We have got Nicole reeling from all this. We've got Everett action. We've got Alex and Teresa action. So much stuff to tell you about. I'm going to unpack all of this for you, but if you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And just as I always do with the early spoilers, I'm going to tell you what's happening super quick. From Wednesday through Friday, the episodes you probably haven't seen yet, just to set you up and give you context for next week's spoiler. So Wednesday, March 27, if you haven't seen it yet, Holly Jonas is finally ready to tell the truth. She hasn't done it yet, but she is ready to face the music. So she says, "I'm pretty angry at this little girl for lying and keeping somebody else in jail. She's a druggie. She is actually all the things, all the nasty things that EJ has said about Tate actually apply to Holly." And I wonder at what point that EJ might acknowledge that. I don't think he will, because EJ is just a real SOB lately. We have Marlena and Eric talking about the visible tension between Nicole and Sloan. And it feels like they should be more understanding, because as far as they know, Nicole just stole Sloan's adoptive kid. You know, even though she was having a breakdown and you can have sympathy, I don't think it's reasonable to expect that the person whose baby was stolen is tolerant of the baby stealer. So when this whole situation is flipped on its ear and it comes out that Sloan stole Nicole's baby, I wonder if Eric is going to be similarly sympathetic. I don't think he will be. Stephanie and Everett catch up and they talk about where they are now with the reveal that he's got this other personality and this angry ex-wife. And Jada sees them talking and she just goes off on Stephanie. Stephanie doesn't like any of that. Tate is journaling about how he feels about Holly and how going through this ordeal has changed both of them. Xander comes to Harris and tries to convince him that he is not the one that shot him. We all know Harris knows this. So I am very interested to see how much of a douche nozzle Harris is going to be to Xander so that he can keep protecting Ava Vitale. And I know in Harris's twisted little brain that's obviously got some residual issues from what Megan DeMara did to him, but maybe he thinks that it's okay to throw Xander under the bus because Xander's a criminal while he's protecting Ava, the other criminal, but she's the criminal that's warming his sheets. It's so dodgy. Thursday, March 28th, it is time for Jude Brady's christening. Everybody gathers at the church, but Holly is being kind of a difficult teenager, and Nicole and EJ have to cope with that before all of them come to the church. Marlena is still trying to convince John Black to forgive himself. We've got more of them going over to the church as well. Roman Brady is there to support Brady Black, who is about to be godfather to his nephew, who of course still is his nephew, but biological nephew. It's just so messy. I want this baby to be given back. Meanwhile, Leo seems like he's ready to spill the big baby stealing secret, but Melinda gets hold of him and leverages him and reminds him why he needs to keep his little mouth shut. Friday, March 29th, we've got the christening winding down, and Holly pulls Eric Brady aside and she confesses to her former stepfather that the drugs were hers. They weren't Tate's. She is completely to blame for her own overdose, and Tate is completely innocent. Well, Eric is not going to let any of this stand, and he is going to pressure her to confess to her mother and her stepfather to come completely clean, get this off her chest, get Tate out of jail. Melinda, Leo, and Sloan make a pact on Friday, and Teresa demands answers from Tate. And that takes us to the week of April 1st through 5th. And I've got a couple of spoilers for each and every day of next week. So on Monday, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, it looks like there's no jokes, though. Xander digs into the evidence that the cops have compiled against him as the suspected shooter of Detective Harris Michaels, and he is going to start working his own investigation to exonerate himself. And Eric tries to be very supportive of Nicole while EJ is there watching all of this. I'm sure Holly's confession is going to start on Friday, and then we're going to get a repeat of that scene on Monday and then carry on into the fallout, because you know how they always double dip in the scenes from Friday and Monday. Meanwhile, Tate talks to Teresa about relationship issues since they are both having them, and Teresa is, you know, acting like a teenager. So this might be a very interesting conversation. Tuesday, April 2nd, we've got Chad DeMara going out to visit Abigail Devereaux DeMara's grave. This is not her death anniversary. That is in June. I did a standalone video about why I suspect Abigail might actually be coming back in June. We've got a new character coming, but I feel like she might be resurrected / reincarnated something. Abby, check out that standalone video on the day's playlist or on our main page. You can scroll down and see it. I've talked about three signs that I, including this graveside visit, that I think indicate Abby may well be back to us soon. We've got Marlena hypnotizing Everett on Tuesday, and I wonder if we're going to get to meet mean Bobby Stein. Wednesday, April 3rd, Everett tells Stephanie exactly what happened when Doc hypnotized him, but Jada Hunter doubts what he is saying. She just hates him. She's so butthurt, and I totally get it. I totally get why she is, and it's a very, very weird thing, and I feel like Stephanie should lean more towards sisters before misters, but she's not. Thursday, April 4th, Alex Kitiakis asked Teresa to move in with him again. It looks like his and Kristen's scheme is paying big dividends. And happy day on Thursday, Teresa and Brady finally get to bring their son Tate Black home. Looks like the charges are dropped. He's out of jail. Hopefully that is what it is, instead of EJ trying to press for bail or something. EJ has been such a twat waffle. I really hope he finally does the right thing, completely exonerates Tate, drops all the charges, apologizes to him for making all those assumptions. Honestly, he owes Teresa and Brady an apology as well. As a former drug lord, I just feel like he should not be throwing shade at people who were druggies and who have remained clean. Teresa had that one little lapse, but otherwise they've really rebuilt their lives, and EJ is just awful right now. Friday, April 5th, Jada is desperate to prove to Rafe that she is not still married to Bobby Stein. That's very interesting, very strange, very random. And Nicole decides the consequences that Holly will face for her druggy behavior and her lying, and she is going to stick to this punishment no matter how much her daughter protests. All right, those are all of our early weekly spoilers for Days of Our Lives. Please drop your comments on what you are excited to see. Please subscribe if you haven't, and definitely come back soon, because we are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week on Soap Dirt, your number one most followed YouTube soap opera channel. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.